to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I was trying to think of like a name of a frat or a sorority.
Alpha Theta Pi.
Alpha Beta Beta Chi.
Alpha Chi Latte. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. We are in the middle of our 31 days marathon of watching only horror movies. Horror genre movies, and today we have a childhood classic. I don't know about childhood, but
Theta Pi must die.
What?
So this is Sorority Row. It came out in 2009, and it got like a whopping 24 on Metacritic.
Okay, I didn't know this was a remake of an 80s movie. I want to watch the original, because that original's got to be fun, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
It was a remake of a movie called The House on Sorority Row. So they just dropped part of the language.
The title, yeah. Okay, let me read the log line. A group of sorority sisters try to cover up the death of their house sister after a prank gone wrong, only to be stalked by a serial killer. Okay, just give them the plot real quick.
Yeah, so basically you have these group of like, what is it, seven girls. You see like a trashy sorority party at the beginning of the movie. And somehow they have a footage of one of their friends hooking up with this dude. And it's one of the girl's brothers, whatever. So there's this whole thing. They want to prank him, though. And so they had him fake roofie her. It's kind of crazy. It's really crazy. But he didn't really roofie her. And they made her act like she was overdosing on whatever they gave her. And so they drive out and they're going to like get rid of her body just to prank this guy. Like, they're not actually getting rid of her body, but then he's like, well, we got to dismember the body. And he grabs the stake, he stabs her. She actually dies for real. So they actually dispose of her body. Cut forward a few months. It's graduation time. And one by one, these girls keep getting taken out by someone. And it's kind of like a whodunit. Like, who's the actual serial killer? Is the girl back? Is it the guy, or who is it? And, I did not see the twist coming, and I've seen this movie before. I forgot how it ended. So I was like, what the crap?
Yeah, same.
So I don't want to spoil it here, at least, but there's a bit of an interesting end to this film.
It doesn't, it's not a satisfying ending. I'll just say that.
No, I was like, what?
Okay. Thanks
like,
for
why?
Covering for me on that.
Now you're good.
You're like literally probably the king of rambling, like, to be honest. Like, not in like a bad way. I'm like, most of the time where I'm like, just keep going. You like find a way to keep
going.
It works.
I can do it.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, guys.
I have to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we jump in.
Okay.
I thought the main actress was the girl from Parks and Rec in The Office. She dates.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
For like the first half of the movie, I thought it was. What's her name?
I forget her name, but I literally thought the
is
exact.
Is it Rashida?
Yeah, Rashida Jones.
Like Rashida?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Rashida Jones for like half the movie. And then about halfway through, I was like, wait, that's not her.
Well, I thought the main blonde chick was the girl from Camp Rock. The blonde chick from Camp Rock.
No.
So I was like looking it up and I was like, well, let me just check. It's not, but. Definitely thought it
they're
was
all very time. Like they look very familiar when they're not.
Yeah, they're just like great value versions of other people. Some trigger warnings. There is a lot of killing in this movie. Not a lot of killing, but a healthy amount of killing. There is nudity. Yeah. There is language throughout. So just be prepared when you watch this movie. Honestly, though, I don't remember that much nudity in it when we were growing up.
I don't either. Like, I'm wondering if we watched a TV version.
Not a TV version, but I think there might be like an unrated version and a like another rated version, because like there's so much nudity.
I remember
in this
movie
like,
being
what?
PG-13 or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Okay. I think for me, I liked the plot setup. Like, it was a good thing. Okay. It was a good, like, oh, man, they, like, actually roofied her. She's dead, all that type of stuff. Like, I mean, do you remember growing up, I was so excited for this movie because I was like, this is crazy. This is, like, the most insane movie ever.
This is what college is like.
Wow, this came out on September 11th.
I saw that, too. I wasn't going to say anything.
But, yeah, so I don't know. I thought I had, like, way higher hopes for this movie, but it does, like, drag on to the point where, like, just even on the second watch, now going into my dislikes, so many of the characters have these, like, horrible, like, traps.
Personalities.
Yeah, like, so for me, I honestly like that there are – every single character has a really specific role in this, or like type. Yeah. Like, none of them are the same, or it's not like you could probably switch them out and be like, oh yeah, this person can play this person. Like, they actually do really in that, except for that
the
one
acting's
redhead
actually
chick.
Like, genuinely good. She doesn't matter to the plot,
right? not at all, but they show her so much. They like, she has,
I think,
so
she was supposed to matter, it just didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, the horrible thing about this was the main kind of girl who is like, no, we need to, like,
yeah, she plays, the character's name is like Jessica, I think.
Yeah, Jessica. So she is like this,
she
whole
sucks.
I don't know, but her also, yeah, her character
really
is horribly
sucks.
Written too, because
she's
like
evil.
She is like hardcore in like sorority sisters over everything, and it's like,
yeah,
wait,
she
what?
It was a little too it was a little on the nose.
You murdered someone. Like, that goes past
it's
your
a little
college.
On the nose.
Yeah. I mean,
literally, while they're being, like, killed off, she still talks about, like, sisterhood. And,
yeah,
like,
I know. It's so, like, just like, focus on out. Partying and not on the bad things that are surrounding this. Yeah, so she's really toxic. But I don't know. For me, this movie just didn't pay. Like, the characters are so, they're okay, but it just is not a, like, I don't know. It just didn't flesh out the way that I was hoping it would. It leaves you pretty dissatisfied at the end. It's a fun journey,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as likes go, like, I know we, like, the characters are kind of dislikable, but at the same time, it is almost nostalgic. Like, this early 2000s
yeah.
horror films have yeah. such a distinct vibe. It's almost like trashy. Like every era yeah. of horror has its own vibe, if that makes sense.
So yeah.
Like, the 80s has like this kind of fun vibe that you like. 90s stuff feels kind of more meta. But then like the 2000s, it's like they were just pumping out the same movie over and over again.
Oh,
with
yeah.
different teenagers, basically.
Yep.
And there's something like nostalgic about that for me, because that's like kind of what we grew up watching more.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have
like the... I wouldn't
say
it's like an ugly movie.
Yeah. I was going to say, we didn't have like the A24 films coming out yet where they're like
no.
super like...
Like art house.
Yeah, like psychology thrillers. We had like Blumhouse, which was like kind of like what they're pumping out now, which I would say is like demonized movies like Insidious, Conjuring, Nun, all those types of
yeah,
movies.
Blumhouse kind of like pivots, I feel like.
Yeah, so we grew up with the slasher like newer teen movies. It was almost like they were trying to make Scream type movies better. And...
Just, it didn't work.
Yeah, no. Because
there's like this, there's like House of Wax, like there's a few movies
yeah.
that I remember.
They try to reboot it, the Friday the 13th, and do a style like this.
Didn't work.
Yeah, it was so. I appreciate
but
the horror movies we
it
have
is
now.
Fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
I
is
do
a fun
enjoy
ride.
This movie. I think you should watch it, especially if you're like a horror fan. Like, this is a good, easy watch. You don't have to think too much. As far as dislikes go, yeah, the one girl, I just couldn't stand her, but maybe that was on purpose, because when she finally gets what's coming, I'm like, oh good, finally.
Yeah,
so there's that. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, the twist at the end did not do it for me. I do wish there was a sequel, though, because they do set up a sequel.
Yeah,
and I feel like
hardcore.
A sequel would have been so fun. Like, I think they should continue this franchise. I don't think it's a dead franchise by any
honestly
means.
Yeah,
I think there's
I think
a market for it.
They could totally come back with it. I mean, it pretty much is Scream.
Especially with, like, all the sorority stuff in the news lately, too. I feel like you could play this up. You could have, like, a TikTok angle, maybe. There's a way to make a new version of this and have it be really fun.
Yeah. Sweet. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap it up.
Enjoy it with some wings.
That's going to wrap it up for Sorority Row. Tomorrow we have a small mini series that we're going to be talking about called Over the Garden Wall. This is Carson's pick, and it's a
what a good choice.
It's a fun little time that we have, and it's very easy to get through. So, guys, this is it for today, and we will see you tomorrow for Over the Garden Wall.
That's a clean slate.